Street Senators with Lorenzo and Lamont.
I hear the people talking.
I'm tired of hearing all the same music, same noise on the radio every time. I'm trying to hear something different, a little bit more interesting. Just tired of the same monotony.
Bang! Bang! There it is. What's up with you, Playboy?
Street Senators.
Yeah, once again, these 10-day contracts coming back to back. It's good for me. I don't know if it's good for you.
You see, I'm reaching for headphones. It's not there. I'm like trying to fix my headphones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and yeah. Nah, we don't. It's that new digital. We don't really. We're bigger than that. We don't even. Who needs headphones?
Yeah, technology.
We're not even using microphones right now. That's what they don't understand.
Mm-mm. They gotta get with us.
It's what a veteran does is make it happen. Even with nothing.
I got you.
Shout out to everybody that's been hitting us on Twitter, Street Senators, with the Nash. That's on Twitter and Facebook. Our group is growing by leaps and bounds. We had 2 new people last week, and that's a big deal. Tuned in.
We got 2 new people.
2 new people last week. Okay, that's major. Okay, that's major. That's one more than the week before.
Right. Well, I might play with it. Then that be 3.
Yeah. Pause. And they subscribing to us on iTunes real heavy. And I got an email at streetsenators@gmail.com saying, we love your show, even though we've never listened to it before. And I thought that was real touching.
Maybe so, they liked the pictures, though.
They might have liked the pictures. And they liked Humor Mill website, humormillmag.com, with all the comedy and news entertainment. And they was like, man, I seen y'all on there. I just didn't listen to the show because I ain't have time. And I'm like, well, thank you. Make some more time. That there is Big Zo, otherwise known as Lorenzo, Bohemian Zo.
Yeah, man.
And I am Lamont King, also known as Lazy Lamont. You might have seen me in such big hits as, listen, never mind. So,
it's funny because we ran across one of our peoples today.
That's right. You're right.
Lamont, what's your last name? And he told her your last name. And then she was like, well, she was trying to figure out.
Yeah, when she, you're right.
When she possibly can know you. And then he was like, Lazy Lamont. And she was like, oh.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Yeah. I'll take that. You know, it's a thing where, you know, I spoke with a psychic last year, right? Uh-huh. And it was like, you know, embrace your gifts.
Right.
You know, you can't really run from, because I ain't really the celebrity star status type. So I be trying to downplay my celebrity star status.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
The little bit that I got.
You know what I'm saying? People always tell me, Lamont, when you get big, don't forget about us little people. And I said, I got love for midgets.
Mm.
So, you know, little people, take your time.
Yeah, right.
So,
stay with them.
Yeah, stay with me. I'll be here all week. So, no, when the psychic told me, it was like, embrace your gifts. And that's how the psychic said it, because that's how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
He was from the South. Embrace your gifts. And so now when somebody says, I remember you 10 years ago when you were Lazy Lamont on the radio, I'm like, yeah, I appreciate you. God bless you. Godspeed. Let me hold
$15.
Yeah. Because that's really what it is.
It's, right.
I need money.
Because you're hungry.
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I need money at this point.
Yeah.
So
are you still Lazy Lamont? You still doing the show?
I'm still doing the show.
Street Centers Radio, right?
Street Centers Radio. Shout out to Skyhook Radio also. Sky doing big things over there at allhiphop.com. She writes a column. Shouts to you.
Shouts to the child.
And that's what it is, man. Oh, too much going on.
Always. Of course. I mean, I don't know what the big news is, because 1 week we talking gun control. And then the next week it's like immigration, and it's like we almost forgot about gun control.
Yeah, already.
And so people kind of like got wind to that. And it was like, I said wind and women, I mixed it together,
the same.
It's all good. And I'm like, well, which one, where we at? And they like, okay, oh, so all of a sudden we forgot gun control because we want to focus on something else because not enough people are biting.
That's right.
On the gun control. Or it's too much pushback on you controlling the guns of Americans. Mm-hmm. Americans don't play with that.
They're not playing with that. They're talking about arming teachers because of all the school shootings. And I know that's, we've talked about gun control before, but we never really addressed that.
Right.
Arming teachers. And listen, I come from a family of educators, man. My sister's a teacher.
I do as well.
I'm kind of with it.
Arming the teachers?
Yeah.
But see, the only problem with that is you could have, and I've had them type of teachers that get in a position where they lose themselves. And you lose yourself and you holding that peace.
All right.
It's a totally different situation.
All right, let's go to from a number, numerical standpoint. Uh-huh. Right, you got kids, I don't have kids.
Right.
So I'm kind of jaded already.
Uh-huh.
But what's worse, statistically, 1 crazy teacher out of every 100
mm-hmm.
going on a gun spree? or 30 crazy kids out of every 30 crazy kids?
Meaning that those crazy, why are those kids crazy?
Because all kids are crazy.
Do you think that the teacher holding the gun will keep order?
Or help too. Mm. Better than being defenseless in these situations where in every major city.
See, I didn't think about the order side. I thought it was more the safety side of somebody coming in there acting crazy.
Both. Mm. It's like the teacher's packing. You gonna think twice about it. Man, I'm telling you.
Well, that's one of the reasons police get the respect that they get because they got that hammer.
Yeah, but you know, I can't say
a license to use it.
I can't say that I'm in the schools, but I hear the stories right from the teacher standpoint and and you as a parent. That kid is two totally different people.
Right.
Like, people never believe how bad their kids really are.
Right.
I go to the schools and talk to the kids, and I'd be like, man, if y'all parents only realize how bad, sneaky, and degenerate your kid really is.
When he's not at home.
When he's not at home, yeah, and just man. Disrespectful, disruptive, yeah, man. You know, threatening the teacher. I got the little Lemios balling their fists up at my sister and all that. And
what?
Yeah. And they don't get in trouble no more. Kids don't get in trouble like they used to.
At home.
No, in general.
Not even at school?
No. Because, you know, they got this. They got the rights is protected. This, the rights of the kid and the rights of the student and all that.
But see, you got to at home, you have to set the foundation. If the foundation is not laid.
I don't buy that.
I'm telling you, man. If the parents aren't parenting.
It don't matter.
The teachers can't teach.
You can't compete with what they are encounter on a daily basis. You cannot compete as a parent, and you're doing a fine job, I must say. You cannot compete with Twitter, Facebook, MTV, VH1, BET, bullying, radio, movie. You cannot compete with it. So these are the things.
Well, you don't need to compete.
Yeah, you do.
You need to lay the foundation.
But if you lay the foundation, you got to, like, those are things that distract and disrupt. Those are things that desensitize. Mm-hmm. Those are all the things that we dealing with in the world, and you come home, and what's right or wrong? You're trying to teach a kid what's right or wrong when everything that's wrong in the world is right.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, everything we know is wrong now is normal and right. So who are you to tell me what's right and wrong? These kids don't be listening, man. Arm the teacher. Put a pistol. Put a .22.
I don't know about
a cap gun.
Well, that's what they were talking about. Put
a BB gun. Yeah, put a BB gun on
to start it off with a starter pistol and just
get your attention.
The warning situation.
Nah, that's not good. That's going to be good. Because the teacher's going to bust that off, and them students are going to bust back.
Right, with the real gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, the only thing, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where a teacher ran up on you.
To do what?
Like, put their hands on you.
I never had a reason to.
See, I've had that.
See, I was behaving in class.
Now, see.
What was you doing?
I had a teacher straight try to put his fist through my chest.
Did it? So what was you doing is the question that you didn't answer.
Well, let me see.
Here we go.
Okay, here it was. It was the lunch line, right?
Yeah.
Now, the teacher was known for notorious bad breath.
Mm.
And everybody in school knew.
Mm-hmm.
And halitosis. He probably had one of them.
Okay.
Like that.
Gingivitis, a dead tongue. Something. He might have had a dead tongue.
Death in his mouth.
Tooth decay.
So we in lunch line, you know, we acting like kids, you know. And unruly and all the things above. He rolls up on me. He's like, man, you know, get in line.
Oh, he based on you, basically.
Based on me.
Oh, right.
And he
tried to punk you, really.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to let that happen.
You weren't going to let that. Your pride. Your
my pride and ego was there. So I was like, oh. And I put my hand in front of my. Yeah, y'all can't see this right now, but I started waving my hand in front of my nose. Yeah. And, you know, of course, it's not a big deal now, but as a young kid, everybody laughed.
Ooh.
Everybody started dying. Mm. People was falling out of everything.
Right.
So it took him 5 seconds to just that blood boil,
mm-hmm.
and I seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think I was going to get stole.
Right.
So I saw his blood boil, and he reached back. Boom! And it hit me in my chest, and I flew into a brick wall. And then, you know, of course, I exaggerated.
Yeah, of course. Because it probably wasn't even a brick wall.
It was a real brick wall.
Okay.
But I threw myself into the brick wall.
Okay.
I kind of helped him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I said, you're going to do it, you're going to do it all the way.
You're going to do it, right.
So then I slumped down, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I start having an asthma attack.
Oh, man.
I did have asthma. But I wasn't having an attack.
Right.
So you
went life alert on him.
Oh, yeah. So then everybody was like, he got asthma. Mm. I'm telling. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to say nothing. I had all my lawyers right there. They was working for me.
Cold case.
And you know, he was assistant principal.
Oh, man.
So it, some things happened because of that. And, you know.
I see that's so unfair because, like, kids nowadays, they're smart. Like, they know what buttons to push. They know which how far they can go.
Exactly.
They know that no repercussions going to happen. They know there's no punishment. Like, the school.
But no, back then it was punishment.
Well, it was then.
I was punished.
Yeah, it was then.
I got stole. I was punished.
But now he would probably lose his job.
Oh, yeah. Now it'd be totally different. Then,
yeah.
Then it was a teacher's conference, and they had to make sure it was some male teachers in there just in case my pops was going, it was that type of thing. It wasn't... as serious as it would be now.
Right.
That teacher probably would have got locked up.
Right.
For like the punch he delivered to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That would have been a problem.
But see, that's the question though that has to get asked. Like, you raising a son. Now, at any time when your son gets a little older and he's ever out of line, is there any time when another man can physically reprimand your son?
He would have to be related to me.
Hmm.
And really closely related to me.
But you know the whole it takes a village to raise a son, and men need to teach other men. You wouldn't let no other dude, like, even if your son was out of line.
He had
like,
to call me.
Going to school, grabbing girls' titties.
I'm still moving around. He grabbing titties.
Yeah, he running around being disrespectful, and the teacher just say, hey, young fella, and grab him collar.
Oh, grab the collar? Yeah, I
but
take
shake
all
him
that.
A little bit.
Yeah, shake him up a little
but
bit.
But like smack
that.
The back of his head.
That's where you kind of get
but like
into
push him.
It's getting sketchy.
Yeah.
But if anybody put their hands on him like I got them hands put on me, I don't know what
you
would
know
happen.
You know what? I have a weird.
I'll be in some serious trouble.
I have a weird thing, man, and maybe it's because I don't have kids, and maybe that's it. But I think that needs to happen, though, kind of.
But okay, if it's going to happen, it has to happen across
early,
the board.
Oh, across the board.
It can't happen to my son. It don't happen to nobody
else.
Well,
yeah. But I mean, like,
but he got to go to that type of school where that happens,
okay,
and I know it,
yeah,
and
right.
I sign him up.
Right,
for
that's
it.
What I'm saying. Okay, that's what I was asking.
Like,
would you ever be cool?
Some stuff
like that. They can't even do it no more though.
For real.
Yeah, but I think that's what's the breakdown in society. A lot of it is there's no repercussions, there's no accountability, and kids know it. It's like nothing's gonna happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be back in school. They can't expel kids no more.
Right. They can't?
Nah. Like, you get suspended for a maximum amount of days, and then they got to come back to school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
everybody's right. Special ed. Everybody's, you know, it's crazy, man.
I mean, I don't know how you can control guns without controlling the personalities, the tempers, the frustrations, the medicines that these people are taking, the different issues that they're having mentally, emotionally.
The stuff that's in the air, the food.
To control the guns is like, it's deeper than that.
Right.
It's deeper than that. And with so many people having so many guns, so you telling me it's going to be a cutoff point? Because everybody knows it starts here, and then it goes a different direction, you know, to the point where, okay, we're starting with semi-automatic rifles.
Right. Then we take the handgun.
Then we go here, and then we go there.
You can only use a six-shooter.
Right. But this is the problem that people fear, and this is where they're running up against that wall, is people are like, wait a second. If you do this, if we okay and get behind this, because it's a lot of people that are after hunters that say, okay, well, we really don't need no new people to get semi-automatic.
That's right.
But you coming to take this?
Right.
Like, actually knock on their door and say, okay, you own one legally, but we will have to confiscate that.
Right.
And so then those people then feel jaded because they're like, okay, you coming to take mine because I legally purchased it and my man down the street got one illegally.
He can still rob.
And you're not knocking on his door.
Right.
And I got to worry about him knowing that I got mine taken.
Yeah. That's the argument. One of my favorite comedians, Chris Rock, he said a long time ago, on one of his stand-up specials, you know, they need to just raise the price of bullets.
Easy.
And it wouldn't be no drive-bys or random
shit. It'd be a lot less of a problem.
$5,000 a bullet, it'd be different. But look, I took it a step further. I was thinking about this the other day. And then tell me where it poked the holes in my argument. What about gun insurance? Do they have that?
I don't think so.
They should have gun insurance, like a car.
Uh-huh. So if you
as a gun owner, you can't own a gun unless you purchase gun insurance.
Okay, and what will the insurance insure?
Whatever happens that you did with that gun. Accidental or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is like a car. Like I can't drive without insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if I hit you, whether it's my fault or yours, the premium is being paid out, and you as a victim will be receiving something.
Yeah.
So in the instance of gun violence, there's some money paid out, right? So that money, that insurance, you know, the insurance industry is who lobbied the seatbelt law because they got tired of paying all that money for people getting hurt up in accidents.
Mm.
So it might change the game if you had gun insurance.
I'll be down with that.
By the insurers, I'll be down because with that they like, well, wait a minute.
Banning them.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Then they got to get behind education. They got to get behind, you know, gun safety mm-hmm. because they paying out a rack of money every time a body get dropped.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. But see, I think I like your idea of expensive bullets.
Well, yeah, that was Chris Rock. Yeah.
I mean, well, his idea. Yeah. I mean, I think I like that idea a lot because you are far less to bust
just
that.
Like,
I mean, especially, you know, how many people shoot off for fun?
New Year's Eve, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and hunters, then you would only need certain type of bullets if you're hunting.
That's right.
You're not hunting with every gun.
Right.
You don't need semis
to
hunt with.
You got to be a sniper to get that buck.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you got to really know how to hunt to be out there doing it because you don't want to waste those bullets.
Right.
So I think that could be a real. I think it'd be a great idea because guess what? Even if that bullet costs me $100 or $500, if I'm using that bullet for self defense, its prices.
Then it's prices. Yeah. So it's prices. Right. But I wouldn't be so quick to just buzz off.
Now I'm not just buzzing off of anybody. Yeah, you got to do something wrong to be buzz off now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, gun control is either here nor there.
Yeah. The hot topic now also immigration. I was going to say integration, but immigration.
That's a hot topic.
It's same thing.
It is the same thing.
Integrate into our society. You got to embrace your gifts. But, you know, Republicans added again. And what's funny about the immigration reform discussion that's coming back is that Barack Obama effectively ducked it for 4 years.
Yep.
We did not talk about it in his first term at all.
It was, and when he was running, rarely mentioned.
When he was running against McCain, that's all they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
So especially
McCain coming from Arizona.
That's right. So he pulled a whammy, and now they're talking about amnesty. They're working on a bill. By the time you hear this, it might get signed. The amnesty bill, which would like 20 million maybe or something. Some ridiculous crazy. Number yeah, of 18, citizens who are here to get on a path to citizenship. So they won't automatically be citizens. They got to pay like this back fine, like child support,
uh-huh.
like if you just found your daddy.
Right.
So you got to pay this back fine. You got to fill out the paperwork, and you got to, you know, apply to be a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that ain't too bad, but it's like this whole amnesty discretion. I don't have nothing wrong, no qualms against my brown brothers, the Latino Americans or whatnot, if they here legally, just like anybody else, though.
Right.
If some Irishman came over and was you know whipping the system, then it would be bad too.
Well, see, what's
but people just want to make Mexicans look like they you know just
they
the scum
always
of the earth.
Illegals.
All Mexicans are illegals. I get into it on Twitter all the time with this chick by the name of Crystal Wright. She's a CNN contributor, and she goes by the name of GOP Black Chick on Twitter.
Oh no!
So she's like
setting herself up.
Oh, she's heavy. She's like the Republican
spokesperson.
Oh man, they parade her in front of that camera.
Really?
Yeah, black girl on you seen her
with the curly hair.
Yeah. The okay, little stringy lace front weave curly thing situation. Yeah, and so she said something the other day on Twitter, and I retweeted, I said we finally agree on something for the first time. She was like, if they were talking about 20 million Africans, we wouldn't even be having this discussion on amnesty.
Yeah.
And I agree. I kind of, it's something to that.
Yeah, or not even Africans, Haitians.
Yeah.
How about 500 Haitians?
Yeah. But it's something about that illegal workforce that Americans appreciate.
Well, it's a need for
it.
So that's why it works out for them, because having that class of people doing that low wage work.
Yeah.
Keeps the profit margin up for the people who have
that's
money.
What it is. I got rich off of Mexicans. Mexicans made me rich. I was living in LA, and every May 1st, May Day, they used to take off and protest and prove to the rest of the world how valuable their services mm-hmm. were. So they were downtown LA by 50,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one year I was out there, and I went down there with a bag of oranges. And I was like, I got that citrus. So I'm hustling citrus. I was like, look, they took a day off, but the product still has to move.
You need that water.
You know what I'm saying?
Oranges,
need them strawberries. Yeah, needs that.
The strawberries.
You know what I'm saying? Got them citrus. So shout out to them for handling it. You know what I mean? Got to be moguls in the making, man. You got to think big, like Oprah. Get that mogul situation, entrepreneur from the ground up. That's how you got to be.
Well, you see your boy is rolling with the real Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Nas.
Nasty Nas.
Yeah.
Sitting down with Mark Zuckerberg.
And then Ben, the real Ben Baller, not the jewelry dude.
Yeah.
And then Ben Horowitz, I think it was.
Horowitz. He's a venture capitalist.
Right.
And I mean, you're talking about bread. I mean, he's sitting at Mark Zuckerberg's house.
Right. This is an Instagram photo that Nas put out.
Sitting at the house with the billionaires.
Having dinner.
And it wasn't just them three. It was a bunch of big boys.
It was like a dinner party.
Yeah, dinner party. Mm-hmm. And Nas was the standout.
Right.
The rapper.
Right.
The brown guy.
Right.
Just imagine what they was talking about. I mean, because Nas is not even that dude that's, you know, and that's why Steve Stout actually rolls with Jay more, because Jay is more of that business guy. Nas is...
Nah, I can't go with you on that.
Yeah.
Live Nation?
Okay.
Nas knows how to flip it.
Okay, yeah, with
I mean,
the
that's
concert,
why he was paying 40 G's a month to Khalees, because they went into his, you know,
like,
his
you
numbers.
Make money
you make
real.
Money for real, right.
Yeah.
So we may not see him as much on the business tip, but I think he got that brain.
Okay, well, I mean, we know he has the brain.
Right.
But to be that type of business guy, I think he doesn't want his name associated with every product.
Because it took
that
me
Steve
a
Steve Stout might come and like, look, we jump on these new phones.
Yeah.
I got this new liquor.
Right.
I got this, I got that. And with Jay-Z be like, maybe not this, but I'll do that.
I'll do that.
Maybe I'll do that. And it's about counting them stacks.
I took a loss with Armadale, so let me try Deucey.
Yeah.
Or Deuce. I don't even know how to say that. The cognac.
The cognac.
I don't even know. I can't get past the name.
But see, this is a problem. If you know, I'm saying this and I have no money.
Right.
But I'm talking about somebody who got all the money. But the one of the issues I have with Jay when he is a spokesperson for these products, I don't think he associates himself enough. It's like he comes in and you see the introductory.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
introduction
like a tease,
of the product.
And if it pop, I'm with it. But if it don't pop, I never had nothing to
but
do with it.
But guess what? You are the reason why
that
it
pops.
Will pop.
Like Puffy embedded himself in Ciroc.
And made it
And made
happen.
It, yeah, right.
So with this cognac, I saw him when they did the party.
Right.
I saw him and a couple of his people from the crew drinking it. I see the commercial, see the magazine
Have
ad.
You ever seen the liquor anywhere? Or anybody drinking
but
it?
But whose fault is that? Yeah. Jay can make it happen.
He could.
He can make it happen. So I don't know if he does that. I'm sure it's, you know, the dude is a brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's a walking brain. Him, 50, you know, it's Puffy. Mm. They know how to do this.
Right.
So I know I can't give him no
I'll
advice.
Show you but how just, to do this, son.
Show you how to do this, son. But I just don't get it. Like, is it because he's not getting a big enough cut? Is that why he just slow walks
it? It could be. But I read into the article about Nas sitting down with Zuckerberg and Horowitz, and Horowitz is a big hip hop fan.
Is that what it is?
Right. So and also,
how old is he?
The Horowitz dude looked like he was in his late 40s.
Nah, he's not that old.
He looked older than the rest of them.
He might be Nas' age.
He might be not. Well, that's again. He looked like he could be like in the late
40s. Nas' late
40s. Yeah, he looked like he could be in the late 40s.
Don't do him like that.
Yeah, so you know, you never know. Zuckerberg, I don't think
Nas
he's 30
got the good genes.
He got it. I mean, he was with Third Base introduced him in like 88, 89. Nas might be 50.
Nah, go ahead, man.
LL just came out and sat down with Oprah, and he put his age out there. He's like 46.
Yeah, that's about right.
So Nas
he was
could
real
be that
young when he came in.
Yeah, Nas could be that.
Nah, Nas ain't 46.
Man, he could be that every bit of it.
Nah, Jay closer to that than Nas is.
Jay is 52 at least, maybe.
Good Jay's again. Sometimes Jay be looking his age. Though.
Yeah, he do.
I ain't mad at him because he pulled Beyonce, and he still is at the top of his game in a young boy game.
Right.
You know what I mean? People might not say he's the best. Well, the youngest might not say he's the best.
He's still at the top of his game, but is he at the top of the game? I don't think so.
He's
no.
not at the top no. of the game because of the people who
playing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then speaking of which, Beyonce at the inauguration, which was a big deal.
Who cares if she lip synced?
Yeah, that's what I say. I was like, it was a slow news day that day, I guess. When
it was a week.
It was a slow
they
week.
They was talking about it for a week.
Yeah. And that's like, you always throw rocks at the throne. But here's the thing that they missed. Okay, yeah, she lip synced, but the thing she was lip syncing to
was her. Singing
and it was
in
still
a live,
an amazing, ridiculous
rendition
of the national anthem, probably the best I've ever heard.
Wow.
I mean, think about it if you go back and listen to it. Two, she sang
better than Whitney's.
Yes, the at the Laker at the All Star game at the Lakers
the Super Bowl. When Whitney did it,
I thought it was the Forum. Oh, it was the Super Bowl. Yeah, better than that.
Nah,
better than that.
Nah.
Better than that. Better than that.
I can't remember.
Just the melodic, the control of her range and intonation and inflection and the
They said
crescendo.
Whitney lip synced that too.
She probably did. But that's what I'm saying. Live, most live big performances are.
Yeah.
Because you got to count for wind. You got to count for your breathing.
Outdoor.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you go back and listen to it.
Aretha did too, didn't she? Well, she did it the first, Barack's first term.
Everybody. They do concerts. If there's somebody at a concert and they got the fans blowing them and they dancing and all that, they don't sound like the record.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, granted, she was standing still, but here's the thing. The second piece of that is, if you listen, she sang up against the lip sync.
Right.
She wasn't just mouthing.
Right.
She sang up against it. So she's still out there singing.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is the point? Uh-huh. What's the issue? Why are you mad?
They want to catch her on something. Yeah, that's what it is.
Because it's too perfect. She's perfection.
I don't think she's perfect, but that's what the convey.
Yeah.
Some people must.
It's like we didn't catch you with the fake baby. We got to find a way to trip you up because you beat us on that. We thought it was fake, but we had no proof and evidence. We know it's fake, but we still
know it is.
We know it is.
We can't convince ourselves, but we know it is.
You blocked out a whole hospital floor and painted the windows black. We still can't. They can't find a surrogate. They haven't been able to track down any witnesses.
Might be gone.
Yeah, the surrogate could be gone. So it's like they got to find something on it. So I think the Super Bowl. I think they took it in stride, her and Jay-Z, because of the Super Bowl. Because it's nothing but press.
Right.
Now it's just publicity. Now I got to tune in.
To see if she's going to do it again.
And that's just ratings for the Super Bowl.
But see, even if she is in her situation, even if she does or she doesn't, like you said, it's still going to be Rock's throne at the throne.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to, I don't think she, can she live? I think she wore a t-shirt. Can I live?
Can I live on Instagram?
You know, one of Jay-Z's lyrics, can I live?
Right.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Because you are at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just talked about, is Jay-Z at the top? He's at the top of his game, but mm-hmm. he might not be at the top of hip hop, but he's still royalty. Who has the crown?
Yeah. And you celebrities, man, we know y'all listen to the show because people tell us. And you're big fans of the show, and we appreciate you. But y'all are sensitive, man. Celebrities are a sensitive bunch. And I get the whole invasion of privacy thing. But like Kobe Bryant, right?
Uh-huh.
After years and years of being branded as antisocial, finally opened up a Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
It's like maybe two, three weeks ago. His first tweet was, Mr. Antisocial is finally becoming social. Like something sarcastic along those lines. So it's basically.
Does he have a lot of followers?
I'm sure in that day he probably got at least a million easily.
Right. I'm sure.
So now you in the Twitter world now.
Uh-huh.
And we know about this world.
People hide.
Yeah. So it's like they trolling, they jabbing you from a distance. You got to understand that dynamic. You can't get sucked in every time you take a picture and people go at your head.
Uh-huh.
So just recently, he took a picture of him at dinner or breakfast with his wife.
Yeah, sitting down having coffee
and said whatever he needed to say. But somebody retweeted it, because that's what you do on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and jabbed him, because mm-hmm. that's what you do. Because
right.
I do it. You know what I'm saying? I've been going to people's head that I don't know. But you got to accept the dynamic.
It's in the
terms of agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So somebody said she wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
She wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
You know, from the Rick Ross song. And he got in his feelings. He talking about, but she was being a mother and raising my kids and da-da-da.
Now, this is how I'm going to go at you. I'm going to go at you like this. It appears that he got in his feelings, but what I think it was he was scoring. He got points with wifey by making that statement.
He don't need to.
Yes, he does. Because she wants that. She wants.
He don't need to do that, though.
The publicity of her, of him standing up for her, because he didn't do it. He didn't do it back then, and he didn't do it when she responded
to the last one.
He didn't come back behind that and say, "Well, look, boom, boom." He waited.
Now it sounds corn.
Well, it sounds emotional.
It does, which I said he was in his feelings.
It sounds emotional, but to me, I look at it like he obviously don't really care if people think he's emotional or not, because he wouldn't still be emotional.
I call it the Jay-Z method. Don't respond. They don't exist. If you don't acknowledge them, mm-hmm. they disappear.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Now you.
But that's why I'm saying that he did it for points.
But I don't see points on that.
But he got points with Vanessa.
But
and that's
does
all
he
that
need
matters.
Points with yeah, Vanessa when he got 150 mistresses on the side?
Nah, because they're going back and forth about divorce. So oh, something right, like right. that yeah. is a public boo. Acknowledgement boo. Of I'm standing behind my woman.
Boo.
Exactly.
She was raising kids, was she? What about the nannies?
The nannies? Yeah. Is he begging the nannies?
No, I'm just saying. Like, y'all pay people to raise y'all
no,
kids.
No, he said no nannies.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
He said no nannies. He said she's been doing. Now, come on, with
well,
that much
married,
money.
He married a nanny.
Ooh, was she?
I don't know. I don't know.
You talking about
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You talking about jabbing your boy. Your boy still jabbing. When are you going to stop jabbing?
Who's that?
Chris Brown.
Ah, hey, this is my, mark my words, man. He listens to the program, too. He ain't got a lot of time left, man.
No, he got to be easy. Because people are trying to reel him in.
He's living hard. He's living
setting him up.
He on that James Dean path, man. He's on that,
careful, baby.
That reckless Jimi Hendrix type. Like, have you seen recent pictures of him?
Yeah, look like when he getting fried.
He looked like
Rihanna.
40. He looked 40.
Yeah.
He looked 40.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
He living hard, man.
I mean, both of them are like, well, Rihanna's at the top of her game.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown trying to get back to
nah,
the top
he,
of his
he
game.
The top.
No, I mean, he's to me, the top of his game was right before he caught that. He got in trouble about
Rihanna.
He's past that. Because of the song, yeah, he has some crossover songs.
No, but you
got
to.
Yeah, you're right. He's bigger than that.
Yeah, you got to acknowledge his fan base.
Yeah.
You say one word on
they going at
oh, they going
see,
at you.
Know.
They going at
know.
You.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because I don't
by
see
the
it.
Millions. Wow. By the millions. Yeah. So the whole situation with him and Frank Ocean.
Oh,
you heard about that?
It was. I mean, to me, it was Frank set him up.
You think so?
Frank set him up. I mean, because he knows what type of trouble it would be for Chris Brown. Because see,
all right. So what happened? Walk me through it.
Well, first let me take you back to. Mm-hmm. Frank Ocean getting embarrassed by Chris Brown's boys because they was all in the studio one day and they had some words tossed around. And, you know, Chris Brown sent the wolves after him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, yo, what's up? Come catch this fade.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Remember
okay.
that?
Yeah.
When they was
right.
in L.A. riding around.
You're right.
He was like,
right.
well, why you leaving? Come catch that fade. And
right.
they was talking about catching the fade with Chris Brown.
Right.
So
right.
if you all that, come catch the fade.
Right.
So I guess he felt like he actually had to catch the fade.
Ah.
That he didn't catch when he was embarrassed
right.
on YouTube for running from the fade.
Yeah.
So, but he decided to catch the fade when Chris Brown was with bodyguards, like big security dudes.
Right.
So who knows who threw what?
Right. Well, they say the witness said Chris Brown swung first, which is not good news.
Well, this is what happened. That Chris Brown actually, they said that, and I don't know if it was that same witness, but they said that Chris Brown extended the olive branch and actually tried to pound him up.
Yeah, and people got to push in and shove.
No, it was like he was, because I guess he was parked in, what's the name?
In space,
Frank's.
Yeah.
Parking space. And he was like, oh man, you know, I ain't tripping off of that, man. You know, I'm getting ready to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Extended his hand, kind of like trying to piece up the pads.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank didn't pound him up. And then supposedly Frank said something slick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what that's going to bring you
right.
that type of
in that
environment.
In that machismo. That
yeah, and then you with the big boys.
Right.
You don't mind stealing on the dude knowing that nothing going to happen back to you.
Right.
Frank was allegedly by himself.
No, I thought he had people with, because they said members of both entourages got to pushing each other.
Well, it depends on the story, because
yeah,
you know
right.
there's a couple of them out there. But who knows? It looked like...
We need to get Frank on the show.
Yeah, it looked like Frank took a whooper. He got his ass.
Oh, we don't know that. We don't know that.
What he said, he got jumped. When you get jumped...
I know people that get jumped and still walk off. And your man Chris Brown went and got the wrist wrap. We don't know if that was fraudulent. You know, a lot of people be out here lying,
man.
They be lying out
here. You can get jumped and hold your own.
Yeah, hold your own, right. We don't know. Frank could be the Omar of the situation from, like,
nah,
The Wire.
I think Frank took one.
Yeah, he could be
Because I seen one of the security guards that was with Chris Brown. I think Frank took one.
He could be like Omar. He could be the homo thug of the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
if there is a thing.
I don't know. But tweeting what he tweeted was your boy, put him out there on Front Street. What's the boy named Charlamagne?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "Yo, you dry snitching,
right?
Because y'all had the situation, and then you put it out there that Chris Brown and his people jumped you,
knowing he's
and you got hurt. So now I can't perform, blah blah blah. So your fans can be in outrage.
Yeah. They can go gay bashing.
They can say
assault.
Chris is bashing homosexuals.
Right.
This, that, and the third.
Not even a fair fight.
And then you already know what he went through before,
mm-hmm,
with all that rah-rah.
Mm-hmm.
So you bringing it back to his...
To a domestic violence type of situation.
Not domestic violence.
That's what they can do.
What you trying to say,
I'm saying that's what they can do.
You ain't
trying
to say
they
them type of friends, though.
No, what I'm saying, they can spin it. They can spin it like it was a spat or a quarrel or even, you know, a domestic... Like, you know, what I hate about a lot of times, the way people spin it is like homosexuals can't defend themselves. It could have just been,
man,
a fair fight.
Come on, son. You know you grew up with one of them dudes that you give him enough problems, he'd beat two or three of y'all.
Actually, I didn't. But I have heard about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, Omar from the world.
Yeah, they there.
It could have been. So who knows, man? Somebody in trouble.
Who?
I mean, but people be, no, I'm saying out of that situation. But like I said, we don't know what that went down, and it could be all a lie. Another thing that I'm kind of suspect of is the whole Rick Ross thing.
Yeah.
Like, with you know, the night of his birthday, his car getting shot up, allegedly, in an attempted drive-by. I've never heard of an attempted drive-by.
You either do it or you don't.
You either do it or don't, something gets hit. Like, I seen the pictures.
Something got hit the buildings and the windows.
But I didn't see the car, no holes in the car.
Nah, and that's a big car.
That's a big car. So what are you shooting at? Now, I don't condone or endorse.
Are they warning shots?
But I don't know. But in your hometown, if it did happen in your hometown, that's a definite, that's a signal. That's a statement.
Well, see, to me, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, you felt comfortable because, like you said, it was a full out there, which is basically home for him.
I mean, it's Florida.
Yeah, it's up the street from Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, but I don't know. I mean, riding around in the roads with just a bun bun.
It happens,
but that's not LA.
It's
not Manhattan, you know.
And you leaving the birthday party and you was just with everybody at the club. Yeah.
You know, making it rain all over the place and popping all type of bottles.
I don't know if I'm buying it. Like 50 Cent, when the pictures came out on Twitter and Instagram, 50 Cent responded. He was like, man, something don't smell right. Like, I don't believe it.
50 know about them.
And
50,
he know about
he
that.
He know about being in them cars. Yeah. When they want to get you, they get you.
When they want to get you, they get you,
So, I mean, it's either... You know, a lot of people are speculating that it could possibly be a setup because he got an album coming out.
Mm.
So it will, or...
And working on a reality show from what I understand.
It would give reason to have 24-hour security.
That's right. So you can keep doing them concerts.
So you can keep doing them concerts and not have to worry about that. And if they all of a sudden see you walking around like how 50 used to walk around with 20 dudes.
Mm-hmm. Then it's not an issue.
Right, because then it won't look like, I thought Rick Ross was all gangster. Why he need all these security now?
Yeah.
Is he scared of the gangster disciples? Da-da-da. Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Or it could have really happened and he getting security as you would.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
As you would.
Absolutely.
As gangster as you are.
Yeah. I'm
the biggest gangster, he gonna have his peoples around and shooters.
Yeah, he gonna have something. Something in that camp.
So I don't know, man. But you know, hey, if they aiming at the boy, you know, and he didn't get hit, hey, that was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
Yeah, that's hey. So that's that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I gotta tell you about your peoples, man. It kind of vindicated Bobby Brown. If he could ever get vindicated, I don't know if it's possible, but if he ever can, I think Whitney Houston's brother shot at doing it.
Yeah, I saw the sit down interview, Oprah's Next Chapter on OWN. She sat down with Sissy and the other brother, not the one that we normally see,
right,
of Whitney Houston. And he made like...
Never seen him.
Yeah. Never seen him. He said they were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the other one was best friends.
Right.
But he said they did everything together. And long story short, he explained that he was the one that actually introduced Whitney Houston to crack cocaine.
In the 80s. He said it was cool then.
Yeah.
It was like, you know...
But I had to I had to step back on that one. Was everybody doing crack?
Well, not, but they wasn't calling it crack. It was called freebase.
Freebase, you're right.
So it was still a party drug or coke, but they were just doing it a different way.
Freebase, now you're right.
You know what I'm saying? In the 80s, it was hard. It was rock. It was pop. It was hip-hop. It was R&B. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Playing around with it. It was like heroin back in the day.
Yeah. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so he kind of, with that declaration or that admission, kind of made everybody, I know America at the same time was like, what?
It was. wasn't Bobby.
Yeah, because people been blaming Bobby for so long.
But see, I knew better. If you really knew,
yeah.
that part of Jersey,
yeah.
You knew what it was.
Yeah. I mean, she got down. Basically,
she was a party.
I mean,
she
no disrespect, but she got it popping.
I mean, she was a party girl. She was partying with the who's who before Bob even came in the picture.
Before he even came in the picture.
And the who's who that she was partying with, that's what they do.
Yeah, and the bad girl was just attracted to the bad boy. I mean, he's the original bad boy of R&B.
Yeah, man.
So it's like, you know, America give him an apology? Like, here's my thing. The whole time I'm watching it,
America's going to say,
America needs to.
No, hell no.
I mean, a lot of people need to apologize because they done slandered the boy.
They did.
So long. I mean, at the funeral,
they just did him dad. They're like, you're the reason why she's here.
Yeah, like he can't even.
You're the reason why she's in this coffin.
They make us, and even the interview that Oprah played after of her interview with Whitney in 2009, like just bad Bobby bashing. Mm. And it's like, at what point is somebody going to give him a platform to tell his side of the story? It's never been done.
Right, Oprah. You want some ratings? Interview Bobby now. After you
That's right.
talked to her brother and
That's
he
right.
said what he said, give him a shot. Give him a platform. Now, you know how to do it. You know how to handle Oprah. I can't tell you how to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
But you give Bobby that chance because, like you said, in 2009, you went at him. And everybody has went at his head for Whitney being the way she
And that man
her demise
right.
for her demise.
And that man trying to rebuild his life and got a new baby and little girlfriend and all that, trying to stay out of trouble. He ain't been in trouble in a couple years.
That's true.
Like why she can't sit
down. Matter of fact, he been touring and being a good boy on the tour.
Yeah.
Getting that bread.
We deserve to hear his side of the story. Oprah, be fair. And we know Oprah listens to the program because we got an email about it.
And she checking us.
So get that man, you know what I mean?
Oprah, if you don't want to do it, just let us do it on.
That's right.
Let us interview him on own.
Courtesy of the Humor Mill. Let's do a Humor Mill TV interview on own, Street Senator style.
Yeah.
Just bring all the brands.
It's only right. And then me and you could talk after that.
Yeah. That's some comedy news, man. Shout out to Kevin Hart's Peoples. If you've ever seen his tour on the road, his last three shows, he takes on a couple cats, Joey Wells, the homie, Naeem Lynn, Spank, and a couple other cats. They used to, after every show, they used to go get wasted at the clubs, at the after party. And with the red cups. And they used to take pictures on Instagram and Twitter with the red cups. So they call them the Plastic Cup Boys. So now they got their own tour. And that's coming soon. So shout out to them. Salute to them. Ricky Smiley. You watch the Ricky Smiley TV show? Do you? The Ricky Smiley TV show on TV One? You never seen it? No? Never.
No, it's good.
It's not bad. Yeah. What's coming back?
Oh, since you said that, I mean, I saw your boy's show, Kevin Hart. I seen the second episode.
And you liked it.
And we're going to
come back to that.
Yeah.
So Rick Smiley's show is back. From what I understand, they're renewing. So they can get 22 more episodes, some more positive black
Big
programming.
It's a good show. It's like a family show?
It's like Martin. It's the new Martin.
Okay.
He's a radio guy. His family. It's just like Martin.
You know, people forget that Martin was a radio guy.
On the show. Yeah. It's like Rick Smiley. Rick Smiley's a real radio dude.
And he actually is a real
radio guy. Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out is back. MTV2, they're shooting. Mm-hmm. Whole new cast. That's going to be a big deal.
You got to try to get on that joint.
I did, and I didn't get selected.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody on there. Doughboy. My man Doughboy got on there. Manuel Hudson.
I did.
I submitted. I submitted for Living Color, too. That didn't happen. But yeah, so that's a little quick hits. Now you saw the second episode of the Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Yeah.
It's getting better. It's
getting
funny
better.
As hell.
I see the direction he's going in, and like I said, I even admit it. I said it's the first show. I gotta give him some room.
Yeah.
I gotta give him some room. And the second episode was better. Less Nick Cannon.
I don't know why you don't like Nick Cannon.
Nah, I'm gonna probably
funny. Nick Cannon. He's actually funny.
I think he's a great businessman.
Yes. Well, I mean, look at
Wild. I just don't want him to rap no more.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's gonna rap anymore. I don't think he's gonna rap anymore. What about Second Generation Wins? Did you catch up on that?
No.
That's still
I can
good.
Only do so much a night.
It's good program.
I can only do so much.
And what do you like? What's the show you tell me that you like?
Oh, like what was Shameless?
Yeah. What is now? I keep hearing about that. Everybody's talking about it on Twitter. What is that?
Come on.
I'm not hip. You gotta hit me.
Shameless is it's about a white family.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a white family.
Oh, sounds great. Anything with white family in it is great.
But it's a white family that that don't have no money.
Okay.
And the daughter is basically raising her brothers and sisters. Mm. The father is in and out of their life. He's an alcoholic, mm. and he probably does every other type of drug that mm. he gets his hands on. Mm-hmm. The mother just recently died. She OD'd. Mm-hmm. It's a good show, man. It's just about their life, and their life is real. Mm-hmm. It's real for a lot of people in America right now.
Right.
And it's showing them getting by. Being
what are they poor. Hustling? Are they stealing? Are
they doing like, it all? It's showing you how what happens.
Oh, shameless.
God. The father is the shameless person.
Like he'll do anything.
He'll
it don't matter.
Anything to do to anybody. I mean, to his own kids, to his girlfriend.
And this is what you.
The
like.
Only person that I didn't see him get shameless with mm. was his wife. Mm. And she wound up ODing. So.
And this is what you like. This
that's
is
one of the shows
this
I like.
This is what you
like. I'll give you
like.
Another one. Game of Thrones. Let's get ready to come
can't,
back
I
on.
Can't get into that.
Come
man.
On.
Ooh, I mean, what is this medieval times foolishness? I can't
I mean,
even.
It's a great show.
Because you like it because all of they be banging on that
yeah,
joint. Getting
yeah, they go hard. They go hard on that joint.
I mean, you might as well watch like Skinamax or Blow Time or something. You know, like
oh no, I ain't watching it for the sex.
That's what that's the whole show.
Nah.
I turned to it one time and that's all they was doing.
Now nah, you
got
to turn to
it was getting heads.
Spartacus.
They was getting head and cutting heads off. I was like, well, what? I mean, what is this?
It's a head show.
Yeah, it's a head show.
Now Spartacus is a lot of sex, but see, my people was trying to get me to watch Spartacus, but I was like, it's too much man love on that joint.
Oh.
Spartacus got a lot of man love.
What?
Yeah, got a lot of man love. But see, that's what them
that's
guys
what they
was doing.
Yeah. That's right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? They had man love, and then, you know, they get a little dame in distress.
Yeah, dame.
And give us some D. Give us some D.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, would you look at that? The phone is ringing. We just got a call from the main office, and they want to see us. So yeah. The main office at iTunes, by the way. We're at iTunes corporate headquarters right now.
Well, hope they give us a raise.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We don't have to keep sharing offices with the rest of these podcasts.
Nah, man.
But yeah, Gmail, StreetSenators@gmail. Questions, comments, complaints, anything you want us to talk about, StreetSenators on Twitter. Also, Lazy Lamont on Twitter. That's LazeeLamont.
And get at your boy Kobe. See what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to hit Kobe. I'm going to go at his head a couple times.
See if he fire back.
Yeah, see if he smash back. And that's what it is, man. That's pretty much it. Yeah, stay out of trouble. Don't do drugs. I don't know. So you don't have nothing to say, nothing of inspiration to say, nothing? You don't care about these people?
Nah, not really.
Not really? Just come if you want to find you. I'm in the sky.
Yeah.
You got to say the thing, though.
Oh. Here it is. Looking for me, man. I'm in the sky. Come fly with me.
I don't like false realities. I don't want to dream no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard about these street centers, man. I'm feeling that already. You know what I'm saying? Different format, late night talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with that type of stuff, right? You know, versus, you know, just hearing all that extra stuff on the radio, man. Let's speak back to the people for every once in a while.